So I thought this afternoon we'd just almost repeat what Vasantra took us through yesterday. Sorry, not yesterday. God, it feels ages ago. This morning. I've done a few things since then. I was very intrigued by the sixth element practice leading into the Tonglen, and I quite like that, actually. So I was just thinking about traditionally you get taught the Tonglen and you get taught the bodhicitta practice and you're told to flash bodhicitta before you start. And it's like just getting a glimpse of a very different perspective, a kind of wisdom perspective. And I thought, oh, well, we'd be building that up through this just letting go of the body. And so I thought we'd just do that again. I'll just say a few things as we go through it. And then we'll do some Tonglen. And then we'll have a leg stretch and then we'll just do some just sitting. And there was something about this morning that was reminding me of a very early experience I had on a solitary retreat up in Scotland. So I thought I'd just share this with you. I was doing a lot of pujas on that solitary retreat, and every now and then, between one stage and the next, I would just disappear into reminiscing about a particular episode of my life, different episodes of my life, and sometimes that would last, sometimes 2 hours, amazingly. And I was a young woman, so I didn't totally understand what was going on. I suppose now, maybe we'd say I was processing something, I don't know. I don't have, just so you know, I don't have any trauma or anything very extreme in my background. And what I was doing was, I was looking at my experience and beginning to realise more and more that what I thought, when I thought I was aware, I wasn't aware. Yeah, that's what I was doing. Yeah. So I was looking at times in my life, like sharing a flat with my sister, going to art school, various points in my life where I thought I understood what was going on and I didn't. And in that moment, I began to see there was a little bit more dukkha, maybe for myself or the other person or whatever, a bit more pain, a bit more misunderstanding than I'd ever realised. And for a while I began to search for the thing that created the problem. A bit like there's this thorn in an animal's paw, and if as long as you pull it out, it's fine. Yeah. I thought, where's the thorn? There must be a thorn. And I would go through my experience over and over again trying to find this one point where I said, if only that hadn't happened, everything would have been all right. And I just never found it. And I looked over and over again. And it was as if, being a textile designer, dukkha was just stitched in to the whole thing. It was like dukkha was accompanying me in my unawareness. And my unawareness was just part of the fabric of being human. And as these reflections played out, I saw I had blood on my hands. It was a very vivid image of me, for me. And I was sitting in front of four-armed Avalokiteshvara, and his hands were pure white, but I had blood on my hands. And I thought, all my life I've been like Lady Macbeth, trying to wash the blood off, but you can't. It's stained. It's part of being human. And it wasn't like this horrible, awful feeling. It was just more like, this is how it is. Yeah. You move through life with regrets, with blood on your hands. And that is the nature of being human. And to embrace that means to take on more colour in your humanity, as it were. It's like take in your humanity. Yes, at that time there was this funny Benson and Hedges tobacco advert, which was like a cartoon, and it was all red and blue or something. And it would say, what is the colour left out of your life? And it was supposed to be gold or something. And I thought, oh, I'm reclaiming a colour in my life. which is my regrets and the fact that, well, yes, my hands are stained with blood in different ways. And I think it was a very, it was a very deep, sort of significant experience that was just rolling through me throughout that whole solitary retreat. Actually, there's this line from Seamus Heaney, where he says, as a poet, he's trying to take up his experience and let his experience run through his fingers in a new way. Such a gorgeous expression of a reflective life, letting your experience run through your fingers in a new way. And I suppose I was doing that quite a lot as a young woman. And it also wasn't a painful, horrible thing to take on. It was more like it was just simply how it was. Do you see what I mean? It wasn't like a burden to me. It was just a little bit of an extra colour to my life again. So I just share that because we're entering, you know, this world of the dukkha of being conditioned or living through the skandhas and taking up identification. And through that whole process, there will be regrets and there will be blood on our hands. And that's just the nature of the parcel. Yeah, I don't know, I want to say anything else. I think that's all. Yeah, so we'll do a bit of the element practice and then we'll move into the Tonglen. And we'll just follow the similar format to the one that Vasantra used this morning. And it might be at this moment you don't have a lot of dukkha to turn towards, which is actually totally fine. And if that's the case, then turn towards your own impermanence. Turn towards the human condition, which is impermanent, and just allow that to be what you're holding in your awareness. Like the four reminders, like just turning towards the fact that we are impermanent and our life is precarious, and that has a certain quality of suffering within it. Okay, so settling into our posture. Settling into our posture, taking up our meditation position. Just grounding ourselves here in the present moment. having an overall sense of the weight and density and heat of the body with the rhythm of the breath. Releasing our identification with the body. Maybe there's a particular way that we move, a gesture, a particular position we take up, a stance in the life of the world, which is me. Just releasing attachment to it. Now turning our awareness towards space, the space that we inhabit, that we're identified with, that territory which is ours, mine. That territory that is so threatened when someone comes too close. releasing identification with territory. That hard edge between self and other. Now releasing our identification with consciousness. Those habits of thoughts, mental states, opinions, views, of always being right, of always being wrong. Just allowing your consciousness to be free of those habits, to expand out beyond that identification. now having an overall sense of that quality of open, spacious awareness. And within that openness and spaciousness, coming to the heart of it, the heart center of sensitivity and feeling. And just listening within the heart, the cave of the heart, what we most wish for the world. And then evoke the refuge. just feeling the refuge in your heart, the cave of the heart. Your breath is now an open channel between your refuge and the world. So breathing in any discomfort in yourself, or maybe simply the fact of your impermanence. Breathing it in to the refuge, breathing out whatever would help. and then opening our awareness towards other people that might also be suffering in the same way. Just seeing the impermanence of others. My suffering is really our suffering. And just being an open channel as we breathe this experience in, down to the refuge, and then out again with whatever would help. And now just coming back to that open, spacious awareness. could just maybe make a silent prayer that whatever we're doing in this room right now will go some way to helping the world. And then bringing the practice to a close.